On the Big Breakfast catch-up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, we stitched up our former producer, Adam.
We give our suggestions for Matt's Hits From Your Hood, Mandra.
And the legendary UK comedian, Bill Bailey.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast catch-up is for grandcinemas.com.au.
There's a familiar face in our studio.
Yeah, very familiar.
Good to see you, buddy.
Adam, one of our former producers. G'day, Adam LeBritz. How are you, mate?
Good, guys. How are you?
You're very suspicious, Adam.
I am so sus.
Because all we've done is we've asked you to come and join us this morning, and you haven't been working in our team for a few months.
Yeah, like 7 months now.
Is that right?
Is it seven, is it?
Yeah, it's been about seven.
Wow. Yeah, but we thought we'd get you back because when you left here, you packed up some of your belongings, you went downstairs, and...
Hang on, is that the police walking into the building? Oh, it's okay. Sorry.
You didn't actually clean up your desk properly, and so someone else has come in there and taken all of the things that remained and chucked them in a box.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Now, we've gone through the box because it was sitting in the corner of this room and it was annoying
us. For 7 months.
He's looking very panicky.
Oh, no,
so we went through it, right?
Yeah.
And we found some things in there that are personal, that belong to you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things... is a Christmas card from producer Tom.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the other thing we can't talk about.
Right, The other thing we'll keep off air. But producer Tom, last Christmas, gave all of us, very generously, wrote all of us a very personal card.
Oh, and the words were poetic,
weren't
they?
A photograph of all of us on the front.
It's a pity the words were all the same on each card.
Just dumped into a box by Adam, but there you go.
Yeah.
And with the card came
young
a gift.
People.
With the card came a gift.
It was a gift.
Producer Tom bought all of us a lotto ticket.
I remember.
That's right.
And it was said that if you win on the lotto ticket, that you would share it with producer Tom.
There were some pretty strict rules as to sharing the money.
Okay, right. Now, the thing is, Adam, you left your ticket behind. Ooh. And producer Tom has taken the ticket down to the newsagent to try to see if the ticket's a winner.
Yes.
Okay, now we've got the recording of Tom going down to the shopping centre at Karen Up.
Tommy at Karen Up yesterday. Have a listen to this.
Okay, so here we are at Karen Up, and we're going to go up and see if hopefully LeBritz's won lots of money.
Oh.
Trying not to drop everything. The magic moment. Wait, check your tickets here. Here we go. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Stop the press.
Stop the press.
Okay, now we're not going to tell you how much the ticket won.
Tom's reaction, that feels like it was fake. I reckon this is just a giant stitch up.
Look, Tom ain't the greatest actor, I'll give you that. But that was all legitimate.
Okay. You may be in radio long enough to be cynical, Adam.
Yes.
Okay. So we're not going to tell you how much the ticket won.
All right.
But what we are going to do is put it to the listeners, because we feel that having left the ticket in the box for 7 months...
and abandoned us 7 months ago.
And you clearly didn't care that the ticket doesn't belong to you anymore.
You know, I have thought about that ticket before.
Oh, have you really?
Right. I actually have. I've gone, like, Tom gave me that, and I reckon
I
probably won nothing. Well, a gift's a gift. I mean, it's mine.
We love the fact that the Mix 94.5 listeners to The Big Breakfast may be able to sort out this moral dilemma as such.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, whoever calls through 13353, I'll share it with you as well.
Very good.
That is the number, 13353. We're going to put it to the Mix family. Should we let Adam keep his lotto winnings?
Yeah.
That's all we want to know.
Tom ever buy Adam anything ever again because he called him a fake?
These are the circumstances. You left it behind. We want to know whether Adam should keep his winnings.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
And we have a bit of a dilemma, guys. Let's be honest. Our good friend Adam, one of our former producers on the show, who hasn't been on the show for 7 months, left at Christmas, well, just around Christmas time last year, there was a bit of movement at the station, and you did receive a gift from one of our other producers, Tom.
I did. A lotto ticket.
It was a lotto ticket and a beautiful card.
How much did you care about that lotto ticket and that sweet card that Tom gave you?
I thought I'd sadly lost that gift, and it was bothering me. It'd be bothering me for 7 months.
Well, you sort of have lost it, haven't you?
You did lost it. You left it in a box at work, and now Tom has taken it down to Karen up yesterday to see if the ticket was a winner, and we have not told you yet how much the ticket has won.
Yeah, let's hear that audio again from Karen Up yesterday.
Okay, so here we are at Karen Up, and we're going to go up and see if hopefully LeBritz's won lots of money. Trying not to drop everything. The magic moment. Wait, check your tickets here. Here we go. Oh my God, holy sh**.
Isn't it funny how your life ended up in a box?
Yeah, true.
For your ex-workmates.
That was for the 30th of December last year.
Oh, was it? That,
yeah.
Got the draw there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Chicken in his hand.
But we mainly want to know whether or not Adam should keep his winnings. After 7 months, it feels a bit dodgy that he left it behind. He clearly didn't care.
Yeah.
Andrew is in Kelmscott. Andrew, should Adam keep his winnings?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think he should. I think he's probably won about $14, and I think you should probably divide that between the whole studio.
That's exactly what I said in the break, Andrew. I was like, I bet there's $12
on this
ticket.
You said $12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a couple of dollars each, though.
$1 for you, Andrew.
Okay. So $1 for Andrew. He doesn't even...
It could be time for Adam to learn a very harsh lesson, I think.
I think it should be going to the kiddie for the big breakfast.
Okay, so that's one for you, Adam. Denise is in Iluka. Denise, should Adam keep his winnings?
Yes, he should keep his winnings. Yeah, one given, you can't take back.
Well, yeah. There's another one.
The right thing.
Okay. Oh, yes. All right, it's the right thing to do. He's loving this.
He's got friends everywhere. He doesn't even work here.
John's in Yanship. John, what should we do? Should we give him the ticket?
Yeah, give it to him.
Johnny.
There's a general trend here, and we're not liking it.
Adam is loving our listeners right now, this.
But, John, he did leave, and he sort of left it behind, forgot about it. His life ended up in a box. What do you reckon?
Yeah, but he's your mate.
That's true.
That's debatable.
He had his moment, John, and he left us.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny.
We get really dark when someone we love leaves our team. That's how we roll.
From Johnny to Jenny Warnbro. G'day, Jen.
G'day.
Okay, we've got this dilemma with this lotto ticket. Our former workmate and former friend, Adam, who left us 7 months ago. We're staring him up now. What do you reckon? Should we give him the old lotto ticket or not, which is his?
Yeah, I reckon you give it to him. It's a Christmas gift after all. And I mean, you know, I don't check my tickets because I don't buy them. So, and hey, carton for producer Tom.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Okay, well, half of producer Tom, which was the original agreement. Tom's screaming too.
If it was over 10
grand. Just be a little bit Aussie about it and remember you know, it's all about a carton for your mate.
It's all about your buddies.
Yeah, and it's Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's
okay.
True.
Goodness me, that is four calls saying give it to Adam.
Yes.
Give him his winnings.
And we've got a call coming in from, is that Matthias Corman?
Thanks, Jen.
I think it is.
Matthias, should we give Adam his winnings?
Good morning, guys. I really think that Adam should give it to the economy to fix Labour's great big black hole.
Matthias. Funny
Thanks,
how your phone line's so clear.
It's really clear. It's like he's here.
All right. Well, I guess... With everybody, are we in agreement then? Because with everybody saying to give Adam the ticket.
Oh, I guess we have to take the majority.
Well, Matt, you've got the ticket there. So, Adam.
The ticket cost
$12.75.
Yeah.
It won.
Yeah, how much?
Nothing.
Sorry,
Adam.
You bastards.
Absolutely.
Sorry, dude.
We love you enough to stitch you up.
Yeah, I knew it.
You had a feeling?
I was never getting excited.
You were spending that $12, though, weren't you?
Good
in
on
your mind?
Listeners for wanting to give it to me. Yeah. Screw you guys.
Oh, our listeners are better people than us. Don't get us wrong.
Way better.
And you know what? I think we've all won here this morning.
It's been fun.
Because we've learned a lesson.
Yeah. It's good to see you guys. Yeah. As well.
Good to see you. See you in 7 months.
Catch
you.
Bye.
There's our good mate, Adam. Look, he's a good sport.
Never leave your Christmas cards or Christmas presents behind in a box.
Actually, we will get you to do some work, mate. Tip for the footy, how much do the Eagles buy? Because I know you're a mad Eagles fan.
4 to 5 goals.
He's recovered from 2015. No worries. He's gotten over the 2015 grand final loss, and he's on fire. Thanks, Ed.
No worries.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is, and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
Hey, we've just been talking about Mandurah, and that's the theme, a suburb today for Matt's Hits from Your Hood coming up on Friday morning.
It is. We just gave $250 to Joanne. Well, she earned it.
Of course.
Yeah,
she got the pressure test, and she nailed the purple fruits and veg right on the buzzer.
Yep.
But that's the way people roll in Mandurah.
Yeah.
They get things done.
Is
and
that what you've learned?
The last minute.
Yeah, you're getting a song done, right? In time for Friday.
I am. And you know what? One of our lovely listeners got on Facebook and told me to go to another Facebook page called Mandra Back in the Day.
Oh, okay, right.
And I am one of the... I realise I am quite the romantic, actually. Like, mm-hmm. I spent hours just looking at photos of the old bridge.
Oh,
you know, and
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, they've yeah. got kids fishing underneath and like oh, health and safety out the window. I mean,
oh,
it,
yeah, yeah.
Just Absolutely. Standing on some rotting piece of timber.
It was a holiday town. Mandra was a holiday town. We didn't. No one was living there full
it
time.
It seemed like a long way away too, didn't it?
Felt
when you were
like
a kid.
Miles
we're there
away.
Yet? We're there yet?
Yeah. Mm. The Penn, the peninsula.
I know what you're talking about. That's a sort of fascination with the Lost Perth stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm. It is. And I guess we all reflect back on our childhood as... You know, if you were lucky enough to have a decent childhood, on quite idyllic, it felt like it was.
Yeah.
And we'd go down to Mandra with, as I told you, with one of my old man's friends who had a boat and go crabbing and all that sort of stuff. So it is, you know, they're nice memories.
Now, I mean, the question remains, have you come up with a song for the song yet? Because,
well,
Clezzy and I, again,
I'm
always...
running out of time, aren't I?
Well, you know we like to come with suggestions.
Yeah, yeah, and Captain Paul comes
me.
To the party as well.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you've got to get a balance between now and the old days. You know, we used to go and hire a little shack down in Miami and thought it was cool. There was a place called Miami in Perth.
Yeah, that's right. We'd go to Melrose.
Yeah. So there you go. So you have got an idea for a song, Kimber?
I've got an idea for a song. I haven't practiced this one very much, so I might sound like Captain Paul when he drops his hits.
Well, it's always funnier.
Okay, because there hasn't been a lot of... lead up.
Okay. Will you tell me when you're ready for the music and I'll start it up.
Okay. Right? I think it comes in a bit too quick, so I'll stumble, but here we go.
Okay. Ready?
Yep. Was a friend of mine in Mandra where the seagulls chase the swell.
Hey.
Mm.
He loves the local people.
Mm.
Lived there 16 years as well. Mandra.
Yeah, that's working.
Mandra.
They like a bit of academia too.
Mandra.
You know what? You talk that right down and that was beautiful.
That was really great.
Friend of mine in Mandra.
I'm kind of wishing you hadn't done that now because that's so much better than anything I've
Normally
come up
Normally you get
with.
To the end of our suggestions and go, yeah, I won't be using
Oh,
those.
No, that was actually pretty good.
Can I go back even list a little bit further?
Oh, yeah, go
okay,
on.
Okay, the great, poet and singer-songwriter from Ireland in Van Morrison.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
This is a really famous song, even though it's originally from the 60s, covered by The Doors. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Mandra, just like a suburb of Earth. Hey. More than the bakery and the crabs now, Mandra. What do you reckon?
More than a bakery and crabs.
That's pretty good.
You're
more
right.
than a bakery and crabs.
Oh, so I just don't know how to get in the words M-A-N-D-U.
No, well, you don't have to because you can put something else in there.
Yeah.
Throw some other lyrics in.
That was pretty good too.
That was pretty average.
Bloody hell. Maybe we should change it from Matt's Hits from your hood to Clazzy, Matt and Kim.
No, it's a team. I mean, we like to help. But
how about the captain's hits?
Mine's huge, and it'll be ready tomorrow.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
He's working
I have,
on it.
But it got corrupted, and it was like a masterpiece, and I don't want to spoil it now by trying to do it like ad hoc.
Who
Captain
are you?
Paul's been recording it on a 4-track.
Brian Wilson doing pet sounds or something?
Yeah, no.
Lennon McCartney?
Yeah, take your time, buddy. It's only Friday I need to drop it, by all means. Yeah.
So what are you saying? You got corrupted?
I did get corrupted.
Okay, no worries.
No, what he means is he was out giving Bella a wee.
Of course he was.
And he was caught off guard. He didn't know we were doing this now.
Didn't bother.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
funny. There we go. So, Friday morning is it.
Oh, God. I've got a lot of work to do.
No pressure, bud.
Mandra.
More than crabs and fishing.
Mandra.
Oh, you're going to try and fit bakery in. That's too many syllables.
The Big Breakfast with Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
The legendary comedian, musician and actor is back in Perth. Bill Bailey is his name. We love him here at Mix 94.5.
Great talent.
He's going to be playing the Riverside Theatre on Thursday, October 4. Black Books, QI, so much more. And every time he's in Australia, there's a new Prime Minister. Bill Bailey, we apologise for that and welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
The role is up for grabs, actually, Bill Bailey. If you are interested, would you be keen on being Prime Minister here?
I don't know. It seems too fraught. With the problems, really. I don't think you'd get much done. And also, there's a very danger that you'd be out of a job within them, you know, months, weeks.
And Bill, of course, you know, it'd be great to have you back in Perth. Your show, Earl of Whimsy, it has a historical bent to it. What historical event best lends itself to comedy?
Well, you know, huge failed military campaigns.
Always
a laugh. And there's one of those in the. It's quite old, actually. It's from the first century AD. And there's the one I talk about is a battle that took place in the east of England in AD 991. And it was between the Vikings and the English warriors. And the only reason is that it was interesting to me because recently I had a DNA test. And because it turns out, anyway, that I'm 2.3% Neanderthal.
Excellent.
Which is a bit of a shock. And,
not much,
but also,
though.
Well, you know, my family were going, are you sure that's not more? And I'm 60% Danish as well, which is quite interesting. And so it may well be that my ancestors were Vikings. That's what I like to think. Anyway, so
yes.
I've got a kind of an investment in this story anyway, so that's how it came about.
Mate, I've just finished a biography, unauthorised, of Robert Plant's life, the Led Zeppelin lead singer, who's approaching 70 now, and he's just turning 70 this year. And he's been spending the last, well, since Led Zeppelin, collecting and playing music around the world with people from Wales to Africa to the US blues. It sounds like you've got that similar kind of taste, that kind of desire to learn and experience more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, one of the things about playing music in the show is music is a great way of connecting with people around the world. And increasingly in the last few years, I've performed comedy in parts of the world I never thought that I would, you know, former Soviet Union republics, you know, Latvia and Lithuania, Baltic states, Asia, parts of, you know, Asia and China. And music is a brilliant way of connecting with people, you know, sort of where English perhaps is not the first language.
Absolutely. Mm. And buddy, you've done so many wonderful things, but do you still have dreams of representing your country at Eurovision?
Yes, I do. I wrote a Eurovision song a few years ago. It was an eco anthem based on the popular BBC sitcom Dad's Army.
Oh, yeah.
And it was called Put That Light Up, Mr. Hodges. But the BBC thought it was too silly and toned it down. So,
too silly for Eurovision.
I know. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Well, I suppose this is the thing, too. It's on everyone else's decision as well. But people have turned a little bit PC on comedy lately. Is there anything that you'd love to write comedy about, but you don't think it's going to be received well, so you've had to sort of censor yourself?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I mean, I think religion is always a hot topic. It's something which is very difficult to talk about, you know, because it's something where, you know, people are very strongly about it. And I've had experience of this where I did a piece about religious art, and that's all it was about. And the amount of letters I received, you know, I was invited to a penitence retreat in Western Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, to repent of my sins. You know, I think, like any society, if it's robust enough, it can take a bit of mockery.
Mm.
And it's a test of anything, I think. But yes, it's hard. It's a tricky one to navigate because, you know, obviously, you know, when you want to get laughs. Laughs and entertainment first, and then, maybe, you know, court controversy second.
A little bit of outrage as well, yeah. Oh, well, that's our current PM, Scott Mockery. We'll call him that from now on. Good to catch up, Bill. It always is. All the best, and we'll see you in Perth soon.
Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, this Sergeant Major was growling at this young soldier.
Yeah.
And he said, look, I didn't see you at camouflage training this morning. And he said, thanks.
Go, Paul, go.
No, that was it. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I thought that was a punchline. Yeah.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for grandcinemas.com.au. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.